Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And let's read Psalm 111. Psalm 111. And then we'll pray. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat and to them that fear him, he will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath shown his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hand are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in the truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your help and your support. Thank you for you gather us here today to worship you and to serve you. And we pray, Lord, that the rest of our brethren on the way also bring them in the name of Jesus, and continue to call people, O God, to fear you, to come and serve you, and to come to worship you. Let's come now to the Lord and let us confess our sin and renounce them. Yes, O God, come before in the name of Jesus. We ask forgiveness. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And here we are, Lord, we confessing our sin. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness for your name's sake. Hear our prayers, O God. As we confess our sin, he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's now come to the Lord, give him thanks for all the good things that he has given you. Thank you, Lord, for the good health, the joy, the food, the accommodation, the shelter. Thank you for the protection. Thank you for our jobs, income, salaries. Thank you for answer prayers. Thank you for favor that we are receiving every now and then from you and from people. Thank you for opportunities, doors. Thank you for things that you are opening for us. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for solving a lot of problems. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your salvation that we receive. We thank you for your word that directs us and the Holy Spirit that teach us of what we need to do, Lord. Let your name be magnified, O God. We pray, Lord, that we will continue to have a gratitude in our heart, O Lord, toward you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Master. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Let your name be lifted up and glorified. Let's now come to God and ask Him our needs. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Master. Small needs or big needs coming only from the Lord. Trust Him. He said, come to me, all of you are weary and bedded, and give you rest. Don't be anxious about anything, but in a prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, present your request to God. Lord, we are presenting our request to you, Lord. Hear us. Provide. Open your hand. Open doors. Feed. Solve. Heal. Deliver. Promote, O God. Protect. Lord, hear us as we pray. If you know anyone, a brother or sister who has some problem, let's pray for them. Bring them in the hand of the Lord to help them in their life. Hear us, O God, hear our prayer. Answer our prayer, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Pray now. Pray now for your job. Pray for your boss, the place that you are working, the people around you. Pray that you will continue to safeguard, you will continue to give him the glory, that he will continue to preach his word to others. Pray that he will be good testimony to others. Dear Lord, we thank you for the jobs of our brothers and sisters everywhere. Oh God, bless all these jobs and income and businesses in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, for to bless these companies so that our brother and sister will be blessed. And Lord, I pray for all sellers to be given on time. I pray also, Lord, for each and everyone to be faithful in giving to what is due for you of tithes and offerings and first fruit. We pray also, Lord, that you will help each and every one of us to evangelize, to preach your word, to tell others about it in our workplace. So I pray for those companies who have withheld salaries for a few months from your people. I pray you bless them, so that your people will be blessed and they will receive what you do for them. Pray now for your host of family. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, I pray for each and every family, your blessing upon them. I pray for each husband to be allowing to be the head in his mind, O God, that he will lead the family with your will. I pray for wives to be submissive to their husband and to do things according to your word and will. I pray for both parents to instruct their children with your word and guide them and lead them. I pray for children to be submissive to their parents and to the instruction they receive. I pray for godly children to be raised up in each and every family, O Lord. Children, they will fear you. I pray also, Lord, that no compromises in the families. allowing sin, allowing children to do wrong things. I pray, oh God, that each and every family will be well provided, Lord. I pray that they will shine, they will bring your word to others, in the name of Jesus. Pray now for the places that you came from, your neighborhood people, your friends, your classmates, and also your relatives. Pray that they will know Christ, they will follow Christ, that they will receive His word and commit yourself also, that you will be the one to give them the word of God. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, O God. We pray for all these places that we came from, the people, the neighborhood, and the relatives, the friends that we have. We put them in your hand, O God. And we pray, Lord, that you will be the one to touch them. You will be the one to reveal yourself to them. O God, I pray for the fruit from all these areas, O God, that we came from. And we commit ourselves to preach your word, to bring your word to them, in the name of Jesus. I pray for more fruit in these areas. Let's pray now for the place that God put His church here in UAE, and also in other places that the Lord has prayed and has put His church. Let's pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. Lord, we thank you for the place that you put His church here, Lord, in UAE, Lord, and in other places that your church had extended through families, individual members, and through also congregations. Bless these places, Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, Pakistan, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that your name will be lifted up and your name will be glorified and magnified, Lord. We pray, Lord, that that you will spread your word in these places that you have put us. Oh God, we pray for favor that we receive from all this government. We pray, Lord, that you will also help us to evangelize, reach the new people, salvation upon the governments. We pray for those in cabinet, give them wisdom, that they will do the right things according to your will, that we will continue to do what is right, and we will receive favor from them, whatever our logistic needs, whatever, Lord, our needs for documentations and papers will be all provided by you, Lord. Hear our prayer. And we pray you reveal yourself for the non-believers through visions and dreams, Lord. Reveal yourself to them that they will know you and they will follow you. And Lord, prosper all these countries and nations. As they are prosper, we too will prosper, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hear our prayers. Even the country of Nigeria, Liberia, and the rest of African country, we pray, expand your church, O God, and help us to reach more people for your name to be glorified and lifted. O God, we pray also, O God, to bless the church. Let's pray for the church. Pray that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray that you will commit your life to serve the Lord. Lord, once again, we ask you to refill us with the Holy Ghost. Baptize those who have not been received the Holy Spirit baptism. Baptize them with the Holy Spirit, speaking tongues, interpreting tongues, O God, that they will, Lord, having message of wisdom, knowledge, gift of healing, gift of faith, exhorting, pastoring, teaching. Lord, we pray whatever gift we need, you will be the one to give us and fill us skills with talents and spiritual gifts. Lord, let your name be lifted up and let your name be glorified, O God. Lead us and help us and strengthen us with your love and your mercy, O God. I pray that you will receive more people, O God, that you will, more people will receive water baptism, disciple, and I pray for each and every one of us to work with you to express more fruit of the Holy Spirit love, peace, and joy, self-control, gentleness, kindness. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to abhor us with your grace, and even we pray you anoint this worship today, oh God. Anoint the songs, the prayers, anoint the recording, oh God, anoint the message and the giving, and all the items of our worship. We thank you, Lord, we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand and let us be ready to worship the Lord. We are here to give Him the glory and honor, to give Him our life, to surrender our will to Him and to serve Him. To continue, Lord, to save you. We thank you, God. We give you thanks and praise for all the good and the great things that you have done and you are going to do in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord. We'll continue to trust you, O God. We'll go forward without fear, trusting, O God, that you are with us. You will help us, you will support us, you will provide all our needs. O Lord, here we are standing in your presence, our brothers and sisters here, and our brethren, the rest of our families and the congregations of the church. Wherever we are, Lord, we are standing in your presence, O Lord, abiding in your will, in your word. Lead us, O God. Provide for us, protect us as we go forward serving you, O Lord. Come live in us and bless us, O God.
Here I am. I need.
Yes, Lord. You are our hope, and you are the source of our strength and stamina and perseverance. Here we are, Lord, as we sit in your presence. Speak to us, your word, and direct us, O God, of the things that you want us to hear and to know, and the things that you want us to do. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Let us be seated now in God's presence. As we bring to the Lord what is due for him, that is an offering and first fruit to the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you provide for us. Thank you for your people who come to you to serve you, to hear from you. Lord, as we bring our tithes and offering and our first fruit, we trust you, Lord, that you will fulfill your promise. You will open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing. And you will rebuild the devourer in our lives, O God. And all nations will know that we are blessed by you. I pray you multiply this money and use it for your kingdom to reach people who are away from you. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 13. And you read from verse 47 to verse 51, we read the parable of the net. Matthew 13, 47 to 51. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore, and sat down, and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth, and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said unto them, Have you understood all these things? They say unto him, Yes, Lord. O God, anoint my lips, O God, put verses and statement and speak to us through your word. Direct the message, O God, in the way that you want it to flow, Lord. I pray that each and every one of us will receive what we need to listen, O God, so that we'll be directed, we'll be taught, we'll be instructed in the ways of yours. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the fishermen, when they go to fish, they will let the net. When they will let the net in the sea to gather the fish, they know that they will get different kind of fish. And they know that after they will pull the net, they have to sit down. And they have to separate the good one, they put it on the side and visitors, and they will also put the bad one also, they will throw away. Now, here the kingdom of God like an net, and all the Christians with different denominations, churches, doctrines, all we are in one net. And there are good, they are committed, they are also bad sinners, they are also churches who teach wrong doctrines, some they worship idols, some they do good things, some they do evil things, but all are called Christian because we are linked with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here from this parable, when you say that they sit down and they separate the good from the evil, the good they keep in vessels, the bad fish, what they will do with it, they will put away. You know, you may say, why they would put away, why they would throw away? Because, you know, it is a fish, it has meat. You can use this, even if it is bad kind, you can use it for fertilizer, or they have other organic material, you can use it. Why they throw it away? Now, the answer for this question is, the fisherman, when he is fishing, he's in his mind, he wants to get fish that he can sell. He can sell, and he can be for human. He has certain purpose, and he has certain kind of fish he wants to get the good ones, so he can sell. The same in the kingdom of God. God is looking for people to live with him in his kingdom. There are certain criteria, certain behavior, certain attitude, certain words they need to have in their life so they will be fit into the kingdom of God. And with this, I need to understand, everyone should understand, that if we are doing good work, yeah, if we are doing good things, but we are still doing sin and wrong things, we cannot be put inside the kingdom of God unless we repent. You know, there's one thing here we should understand. Salvation, our salvation according to Ephesians chapter 2, Ephesians 2 verse 8, say, for by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. We are not saved because we are good or we are doing something good. We are saved because God is good, not by work. In verse 9, if you read, you say, not of works, lest any man should boast. No boasting, it's not work, not by work. But we need to understand, after we are being saved, we are called to do a certain work, a good work that he prepared in verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. After we give our life to God, there's a certain works, certain things that every one of us is called to go through that way. Now what are the things that God wants to see in our lives? Three kind of fruits we want to see. Fruit of repentance from evil doing and sin, we need to stop that. We need to show the fruit of the Holy Spirit, as we read in Galatians chapter 5. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, let's just read them quickly so that we will see what we lack. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against that there is no law. These are the fruit of the Spirit that God wants to see in our lives. And the third kind of fruit is the fruit of bringing new souls into the kingdom of God. How many of you is in the effort to bring other people into his kingdom to follow Christ? I pray that each and every one of you will start to do that and continue to do that. Amen? You know, when God created the heaven and earth, you read in the book of Genesis chapter 1, every now and then he created something, the heaven, the light, he say, and God saw it was good. God saw it was Good. God wants to see good things that we are doing. Amen. God wants to see good things I need to do. God wants His church to see, God wants His church to do good things so that He will see the good things. In Book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, we can read after God created everything, He said, and God said, it is very good. And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God wants to see good things and very good things that we are doing for Him. First Timothy, in the book of Titus. Titus chapter 3. So today we are reminded to repent of our sin, bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, bring the new soul, to do good things for God. Amen. Book of Titus chapter chapter 3 and verse 1. He says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrate, to be ready to every good work. We need to be subject to rules and authorities. We need to abide with the rules so that we can be good example to others. And also we need to be ready to every kind of good work. Amen. I need to be ready of every kind of good work. Not to be ready to do bad things, but to be ready to do good things for the Lord. Amen. Yes, that's what God wants us. Because the parable here, good fish and bad fish. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17, 19. So good work. Hallelujah. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 and 19. Notwithstanding, verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor a trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. He said, you tell those who are rich not to boast on their riches, not to trust material things. Amen? But what he say here, to humble down, not be arrogant, and also be rich in good work. Amen? Be willing to help and communicate to others who are in need, and in doing so, that you will hold on eternal life. That is the way that we need to adopt in our life. You know, the battle is going on. Devil does not want us, does not want his church, does not want any one of you to do good things. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. We are called to fight a good fight. David is trying hard to hinder us from doing the good work that God wants us to do. That's what we need to do. James, he gave us good advice. James chapter 4, verse 7, he said, submit yourself to God. resist the devil. Amen. We need to resist the devil. The devil, to resist him, he will try one time, two times, three times. When he see you that you are not responding to him, he will flee. He will flee and we will be moving to do the good work of God. We'll go back to Matthew 13. And as we had understood that when it was full, the net in verse 48, that they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels but cast the bad away. In verse 49, so shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. There will be separation. The angel will come and separate. They will sever the wicked. They will cut the wicked from the just. And verse 50, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now we understand here from this that heaven is real and hell also is real. And at the end of the time, they will separate the wicked from the just. The just is the righteous. Now the wicked, we need to understand who are the wicked, and those who does not believe in Christ, those who live in sin, those who does not want to repent, and those giving way for the flesh to go on in their life. What is the work of the flesh? Let's read book of Galatians. Chapter 5, the work of the flesh that we need to cleanse ourselves from. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, everything, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. These are the wicked things. Now, God give each and every one of us good things. God give you your life, your time. God give you money. What you are using with the material things that God give you? What you are using your time? Are you using your time with the good thing or wasting on the Facebook, wasting time on the Instagram, on the YouTube, wasting time? Time is precious. God give you money. How you are using your money wisely, or spending on drinking, spending on woman, or woman spending on you? Or God called you to come out from the work of the flesh, repent and do the right things. Be good steward of what God had given to you. We read that the angel will sever the wicked from the just. The just is the righteous. Amen. The just is the righteous man. And righteous men, righteous people, are the people who follow rules of God from the scriptures in their lives. Now we understood here. I just wanted to concentrate now. The angels will get the wicked and put them into the hell. And the just will be in the kingdom of God. No. This is the wicked. Okay? This is the just. Or this is the wicked, or this is the just. There's a distance in between. You know, the Christian in the world are 1/6 of the population. They are wicked, and there's also just. All in the one near the Christian. Now, the wicked, where they will go? To hell. The wicked, where they will go? They will go to hell. The just, they will go to heaven. Now, the question is, how about those in between? How about those in between? Where they will go? Where they will go in between? Hello? Where are you? Are in between? The in between. God is calling those in between today. Those who are moving from the wicked to the just, still in between. And those who are going back from the just life to the wicked life. What will happen to them? According to this, they will go to hell. Now hear the message today. God wants us to move to live a life of a just man, a righteous man. Amen? We need to wake up. It's a serious issue. Jesus may come at any time. In the same chapter, Matthew 13, there's another parable. The parable of the sower. Where the sower, as we read it from verse 3 onward. The sower went out to sow, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went forth to sow. And when he saw, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang out and struck them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Now, there are 4 kinds of soil. Along the way, on rocky places, among the thorns, in good land. Jesus explained this. The first one who fall onto the along the side, and verse 19, the explanation of it, it means when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understand it not, then cometh the wicked one and cast away that which was sown in his heart. That is he which receives seed by the wayside. You see, the wicked one, David, will come and take the word of God from his heart because he did not understand. Why he did not understand? He did not understand because he does not want to understand. He has other things in his mind that he say, no, this is, I will follow this. That's where you are giving chance to the devil to come and steal the word of God. You must know that we are called to receive and apply and obey the word of God in full. We are called to fulfill scriptures, not to break scriptures. The second, that's how we move from the wicked toward the just. The second type of soil is that it falls into rocky places, it has no depth, little soil, little roots, it has no roots, let's say. And when the sun shine, hot, it was scorched. Let us see the explanation. Verse 20, but he that receiveth the seed into stony places. The same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receive it. He is happy at the beginning. Yet hath he not root in himself, but endureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. At the beginning he is happy. But when there's tribulation, persecution, he is offended. You know, this kind of people is, they are doing good things. And you see that when I start to do good things, I have more problems. I get persecution. It's like, you know, somebody has studied well, prepared himself good for the exam. And then when he went to the exam, he failed. He discouraged. Now, how I counsel such a person? I tell him, every exam, you learn a lesson from it. There's a purpose of each and every exam. But God wants you to continue. Now, you see, they get offended. They get upset. You know, many, they are good with God, Allah, as long as God is good with them. But when trials come, in tribulation or persecution, you see them move away from God, move away from the service. God does not want you to move away. Don't behave like a person who has no root. God wants you to behave as a person who has root. During the trials and troubles, this is the time to draw near to God. This is the time that you go deep in the Word of God. This is the time that you need to trust the Lord. In Christ alone I put my trust. God does not want you to be opportunistic. It's your God's testing now your faith and your faithfulness. Two times it mentioned. Has no root. No root. You know, covenant with God is like husband and wife marriage. Suppose the wife gets sick. Will the husband leave her? That's where the trials and persecution. Suppose the husband lost, will the wife will leave him? That's where the faithfulness is tested. God is testing our faith through trials and through persecution. God still does not want us to go back, but to move forward from the wicked side to live a righteous and just life. The third kind of soil. I pray that you will commit yourself to the Lord, to serve Him. I'm speaking to everyone here and to all the brethren and the congregation of the church and other places. The third kind of soil is on among the thorns. Verse 22. He also that receiveth seed among the thorn is he that heareth the word and the care of this world. The care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Now, why here become unfruitfulness? There is no good work, no fruit. Because the word of God was choked by two things. Care of the word, worries. They are worried how they will give up certain things. God say, you leave this. How I can live without this? How I will be awed. You know, the people, they say, this is odd guy, how he is living this way of life. We are worried too much about life, worried about future, worried about people's opinion, What is about if how I can live if God told me leave this and I leave it, how I can live my life? I live my life better without it. As long as God told me leave it. Worries bring fear, and fear check the word of God in your life. Many, they leave serving God because cares of this world. And deceitfulness of wealth, the love of money. I'll tell you one thing, conclusion. The more you run after it, the more you lack of it. I'm speaking about money. Many, they left God because of money. But seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Speak, Lord. Speak to your church. Yes, O God. Yes. God wants us to come back to Him. Time of judgment is near. And the last one, the good soil. Say, but he that receives seed into the good ground, is he that heareth the word, understanding it, and also beareth the fruit, and bringeth forth some 100, some 60, and 30. This is, what is the good ground? When you are willing, it's in your hand. If you want to obey, no one, devil cannot stop you. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, devil. No one can stop you to obey the Lord. In James 4:17, he says, James 4:17, he said, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. It's in your hand to obey God. It's in your hand to move from the wicked side toward the just side. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your word. We are moving, O God. In Book of Acts, the theme of our church, the vision of our church is from taken from the Book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 31. Our vision is multiplication in peace. I'll read it. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. How we overcome persecution and trials and tribulations? With the comfort of the Holy Spirit. How we multiply and increase? With the comfort of the Holy Spirit. How we live our life? With the comfort and the help of the Holy Spirit. Families, congregation, and people were motivated by the vision. They gather their family, gather people, and start to worship in their houses. And they adopt the teaching of the church. And they are multiplying. They are inviting others. They are willing to raise up their children in a godly way. By the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 13, verse 51. Jesus say unto them, have you understood all these things? They say unto him, yes, Lord. Let's all stand. Yes, O God. Let's stand in His presence. Let's commit ourselves unto Him. He is coming soon. God wants me to do the good work. Raise up your hand and tell Him, Lord, I will do the good work. Yes, O God, I will do the good work. Yes, O God. In Christ alone, let us put our trust, my brothers, my sisters. Hallelujah. Come to the Lord in repentance. Lord, let your word come fulfilled, O God. O God, let your vision come through in the life of your church and your people. O God, lead us and guide us, O God. Glorious God, hear us as we cry out to you, as we commit our life unto thee, O God. Come to the Lord and worship him and serve him. Oh God, we are marching forward. Your word, O God, and spread it. O Lord, bless us. In light of your truth, O God, let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Fear not, for the Lord with you.